Why do I feel good? Because I'm looking at StephanieMiller.com. Do you notice that happy glow about me, Jim? It's because I'm a new mother.
Wow, you didn't show at all.
Yeah.
I know it. I know it. I gave birth to an 8-month-old Great Pyrenees puppy just a few days ago. Yeah. And look at me, I've bounced right back. Yes, is it up? Is it up at StephanieMiller.com?
Yes, just go to the gallery section and into the Steph's dogs section, and you'll see a picture of Freddy.
Max has a new mini-me. His name is Fred. I rescued another doggy from Gentle Giants Rescue, the official rescue of the Stephanie Miller Show, out in Norco. Bert and Tracy Ward. You remember Bert? Robin?
Bert, yes. Ward, Robin from Batman and Robin. Yes.
Mrs. Robin is on the phone. Good morning, Mrs. Robin.
Good morning.
It's Tracy Ward, everybody.
Yay!
The Mother Teresa of the dog rescue world.
Well, thank you. We love you too, Stephanie.
Oh, we love you back. Please go to GentleGiantsRescue.com. Rescue if you can. Donate if you can. They are truly doing the Lord's work out there. You just got a bunch of dogs. Before we talk about me, you got a bunch of dogs from Taiwan?
Yeah, actually, we've started rescuing from Taiwan because, no one else is. So rescues here have to start helping them too. And they're just in conditions there in shelters where they're, on hard floors, out in the cold.
Oh,
and so we've actually just flown some Great Danes and some Pyrenees here. Some of them are getting major surgeries, and others are being treated for heartworm. But all of them, actually, ours have already been treated and are ready for adoption. And
you have a Great Dane that you saved and is missing an eye. But I suggested someone get a patch and a parrot and adopt him.
I told everybody that I'm hoping someone will adopt her. She is actually the cutest thing in the world. She's 2 years old, beautiful Harlequin named Brandy. Thinks she rules the world with or without an eye. And thankfully, God gave her actually a black spot over that eye, so it looks like she has one anyway. She came here with an irregular third eyelid, and, we did surgery, and her eye looked so incredibly beautiful. We were so excited, and then unfortunately, the biopsy came back that it was a malignant tumor that was there. So in order to save her life so she didn't get cancer, we had to take it out. So now she's totally safe, looking for the best home who like you said, could play with that eye patch and that parrot and just
love
her for who she is, just like you love our dog.
Yeah. Well, I have to say, and we talk a lot about dog rescue on this show, but what Bert and Tracy Ward are doing is really extraordinary. They send, they pick dogs up from all over the country. They do these surgeries. If you can spare a buck or two, or you can rescue or foster for them, please do that, because you guys really are doing something amazing. And I would come live with you if I could. I spend so much time there.
You kind of almost live here, Stephanie. What Stephanie hasn't told everyone is she actually comes here and spends a lot of time with the dogs.
Yep.
I don't know. I think you should talk about that more on the show, but I know you're very selfless.
Well, Tracy, because there's a reason. Dogs like me a lot better than people do. So, I fostered you remember my favorite story was Buddy, the Leon Burger. Remember, I trained him to use my dog door, but he thought that he could only go at the same time I was going, so we once did get stuck there for quite some time.
Well, you sent us that radio interview. We definitely have to put it up. I think he just liked to go out at the same time as you did, so he trained you to do it. Sometimes our dogs are smarter than you think.
Yes, I was trying to show him, here's how we go out the door. No, not now!
And he, I think, was like almost twice your size, too, so that must have really been a funny scene. It's unfortunate he didn't send us some pictures.
I was lucky that my nephew came home. Who lives with me part of the year, because otherwise it would have been a long day.
Yes.
However, we should tell the story, because I haven't obviously talked about this on the air yet. I rescued Oliver from you, the Tibetan Mastiff puppy, maybe 3-4 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a serious health crisis in my family, which I can't talk about. It's about someone else's privacy. But anyway, so I ended up having to foster him and give him back, because I had to travel almost every weekend. And he was just a puppy that wasn't house trained. But
no, he was a baby. And when people have crises in their lives, we're also here for them. You adopt from us, we're here for any support. And obviously, when we get them back, they're totally safe here. And you foster for us so many times before that was the responsible thing to do, so that he could go on and find a great home and you could take care of the emergency you had.
I know. Well, and it broke my heart. But it just, when you called me and said, I have an 8-month-old Great Pyrenees, I was like a bee to honey. I was out there in Riverside County in like 20 minutes. It's like an hour drive.
That's true.
But anyway, because Max has needed a playmate, and so the timing was right. But I have to say, I have been out there and seen some amazing and beautiful stories. There's that one Great Dane. I remember the guy that got deployed to Iraq. Do you remember that story?
Oh yeah.
And he said, I can't ask you to keep him for me
because that was the saddest thing. I mean, it was like, when that happened, when September 11th hit, so many of our adopters that were in the military. We have so many incredible military homes that we love. They do everything by the letter. They take care of our dogs so well, and it was amazing because so many people were base managers where they never thought they would ever have to go.
I
mean, and they're calling me saying, oh my God, you know, we are going to have to go to war. And one of them, he had this dog that he loved so much. She was a gorgeous Great Dane named Ava. She thought she was a movie star, and, you know, obviously she was the love of his life.
Right.
And he comes back here and he says, do you think you could keep Ava for me? Because when I come back, she's all I have. And, you know, I said, definitely, I'll keep her for you. I don't care how long it takes. And then right in front of me, I mean, he starts to cry and he says, you know, don't keep her. What if I don't come back? I don't want her to miss having a great home. And it just like totally broke.
Unfortunately, this is not a good ending to this story. So he did end up dying in Iraq.
Yes. Yeah. It was very sad.
Yeah. Is Ava still there with you? Or
the good ending for Ava was that she found another home that loves her and still has her. And,
And I got to tell you the other story I'll never forget. I don't know if you remember, I was there one day when this little, I think they were from Reno, a little girl and her dad came, and she had lost her brother in Iraq.
Right.
I was sitting there with her and she had a tattoo and I was like, oh, what's that? And she said, it's my brother that just died in Iraq. Anyway, but they adopted Gunner. Do you remember the dog?
Yes.
It was a Great Dane's name was Gunner. And literally, I saw the girl burst into tears when the dog was like hugging her with both. And I just thought, oh my God. I mean, it's just seriously.
Well, it's so sad because it's like, you know, we love all of our homes, but we really feel for the military. In fact, you know, I have to find it. We never put it up on our website, but I once wrote an article I think it was called The Pet Press, A Defense of the Military, and actually used the story about Ava and a few others. Because someone came out and said, you know, why adopt to the military? Because they bring back the dogs. I go, you know, that's not true. Our military homes keep our dogs for life, you know, unless they happen to die. But, I mean, really, you're going to fault them for defending our country? I mean,
think
anyone who faults our military homes for that should go there themselves instead.
Yeah. Well, Trace, and also, you know, we've talked about that, you know, clearly with the economy the way it is and the housing crisis and foreclosure, you're getting a lot of these dogs. I mean, I've been out there a few times, and it's heartbreaking. People that are just crying. They don't want to give up their dogs, but they've lost their house. They can't afford it.
No.
They're in 90-something percent of the apartments
that love the dogs. Right. Like we recently had a wonderful adopter crying his eyes out. He adopted this gorgeous English Mastiff for me named Cassie. His little baby crawled all over. He had a 4-pound Chihuahua, and he lost everything he had and had to relocate to another state. I mean, he was still trying his best to keep her, and then when he got back, he couldn't even drive her back to me. I had to have her picked up because his car got repossessed.
Oh God.
And you know, he calls. She has been readopted. Fortunately, we have found her right home, and he still calls and said, how is she doing? I miss her
so much. Guys, if you can, I know it's a tough economy, but GentleGiantsRescue.com, they are truly doing the Lord's work. They don't give up on any dog. They go get them from other states. They do expensive surgeries and all that. So please, if you can help. Let me tell you a story before you go. Freddie, my son, he sleeps on his back in my lap, looking up at me like a baby.
While you're trying to do work.
Yes. He actually lays on top of me while I'm trying to do my show prep. So that's my new excuse for not being prepared.
Don't try that with a Great Dane.
Another thing Stephanie hasn't told you, too, is you'll see on our website, we have to put up her video. She actually spoons in bed with her peers.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Boy.
Oh, yes. It's like being in the Pyrenean Mountains. It's just a lot of white mountains and white fur.
Yes. And she gives them endless, peerless jowl kisses because we've taught her to do it, and we've watched in person that she peerlessly jowl kisses them wonderfully.
And the biggest career break I've gotten recently, I will be pictured on the new dog food bag of the Gentle Giants Rescue dog food,
really?
which is delightful dog food.
Oh, actually, believe it or not, it's the best dog food made. We made it to actually help them live longer lives.
Huh.
You know, the dogs here are actually living 14 to 18 years because of our feeding techniques, the way we care for them. And we've now made food that will help them, you know, help prevent them from getting all of the problems that sometimes plague larger breed dogs, like bloat, torsion. We have actually, in all of our years of doing this, never had a dog here get it. You know, we also, you know, in feeding them several more times a day than the average person does, it just prolongs their life tremendously.
Tracy Ward, I love you and your husband, Bert, but not in the way that Batman loved him, but just in a really pure dog-loving kind of way.
Well, they're actually still good chums, believe it or not.
I know they are. GentleGiantsRescue.com. Thank you, honey. Talk to you later.
Well, we love you all, and thank you for being a wonderful dog rescuer with us. We love you guys.
All right, honey. Thank you. There she goes. Hooray! Tracy Ward doing the Lord's
and
work.
I,
no relation.
I put a link to Gentle Giants up in my Twitter feed, and you can find that on the homepage of StephanieMiller.com.